Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. I am Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Check out all of our podcasts. I hope you're having a great morning. It is early. Bear with me. Actually, this is my third time starting this podcast. I do that sometimes. So New Year's Eve. Are you worried? I mean, if any year, I don't even know how to say this. I guess a lot of us won't be going out, I guess what I'm trying to say. You know, staying home, and now we've kind of gotten into this place. I'm not sure where you live, but where I live, they're really, really suggesting that you don't get together with other people. So there's not going to be a lot of New Year's Eve parties, obviously, right? So it's a different New Year's Eve. But it is the last day of this year. And this year has been something, right? Obviously, COVID-19 has been a huge topic for all of us. You know, we've lost a lot of people. It's tested all of us, our patience, and, you know, how we handle this thing. You know, how we're handling it. I watched the whole thing last night. I think it was called Losing Las Vegas. And, you know, where I live, you know, we're just a small little town. We do live near the coast, so we tend to get a lot of tourists and stuff that come here and support our businesses, luckily. And we're small enough in the way we're kind of situated that you can come and, you know, still be socially distanced and still enjoy some of our restaurants and, you know, however they're doing. I haven't eaten out. I don't even know how it's going, really. I mean, if you ask, you know, if I ask the people next door or down the block here a little bit, you know, it's okay. It's a different success, I guess. You know, when this all hit, I think we all thought we were going to be completely done. And so to still be surviving a little bit is, you know, we've changed, redefined that line, you know, of success, I guess. But this show that I was watching in Losing Las Vegas, you know, obviously Las Vegas is a huge city, huge tourist city. And the whole city, really, or the town of Las Vegas, you know, a big portion of those people work in the Strip area of Las Vegas. So when the Strip gets shut down, all the jobs get shut down. So it really, really is affecting like Las Vegas and many other places too. But, you know, this was the sample or example that I watched last night. And these people, you know, people are out of work. I mean, no money. This one couple was talking, they went 17 weeks without any money. I was like, oh my God, I'd have a heart attack. So I know that, you know, this year has been bad for a lot of people. You know, I've been fortunate enough, and I made a decision a long time ago to have a hair salon, but a little salon. And, you know, as long as we, you know, keep clean and maintain our social distance and wear our mask, we are allowed to be open. And I think all the salons are allowed to be open, but if you have a bigger salon, I don't even know what the percentage is right now, but I know that number's been out there, and some of these bigger salons have had to, you know, figure out how to make it work, and they have, and, you know. So they're all redefining that success. You know, they're open. But one of the things that has come up for me, and I haven't caught COVID. I haven't had a cold. I haven't had any problems, fortunately, I should say. But the one thing that I've been super sick with is procrastination. It's killing me. think about when I first got sober, or actually, I think about when I came back. You know, I'd been sober a bit, went back out, bounced around, came back, went to that place up in York, Pennsylvania, stayed there for 9 days, came back here, reached out to my buddy Matt, and I was asked him if he could be my sponsor. And he's like, yeah. And I've shared the story. Call me every day, and we'll see how it goes. And I was like, yeah, great. So one of the first, Matt was great about kind of giving me, like, he just didn't say, listen, this is what you got to do, and this is why, you know. He'd give me, like, little things to do that I would do, and it would try to teach me and expose some of the shortcomings, character defects that I was struggling with. And one of them is procrastination. And I don't think I'm the only one. I think we all procrastinate a little bit. I'm just guessing. But for me, I do. And I don't understand, or I did not realize, the effects that procrastinating has on my spirit, on my soul. It is toxic. And so one of the first things he said is, like, you know, because usually when you're getting sober, like, I was learning how to do everything, right? Pay bills, you know, go to work, be a good employee, take care of my car, eat correctly, drink a lot of water, exercise, communicate, be of service, all this stuff. And then you would start over on the next day. Excuse me. And one of the first things he said is, when you go to the mailbox, go every day. Because me and the mailbox have this fucked up relationship. And when I want something, I'm down at that mailbox all the time. But if there's nothing that I want, like, I can tell you right now, I haven't checked the mail. I had a client yesterday told me that she sent me a Christmas card to the salon address. I don't think I've checked the mail down there for 3 weeks. Now, partly because I forget. But the other partly is because there's bills down there. Down there. And I don't want to go see them. So I procrastinate. And the weird part is that I absolutely have enough money to pay the bills. I've absolutely not overspent. The bills aren't even that bad. But I procrastinate. So he told me when we first started our sponsor-sponsee relationship, he says, I want you to go to the mailbox every single day. I want you to take out the mail. I want you to open up all the bills. I want you to open up all the mail, basically. If you have a bill, I want you to take out your checkbook. I want you to fill out the check, and I want you to put it in. And I want you to walk back down, and I want you to mail it that day. And I'm like, why? They give you time. You know, like, I don't know, what's the 31st? If I got a bill today, what's it going to be? Due January the 15th or something? To me, that's 15 days. He's like, no. I don't care. You know, I was like, man, I was told that you should, you know, pay the bill the day before. You don't want these companies having your money any longer than they need to. He said, that's stupid. Don't worry about it. It ain't, believe me, the amount of money you're giving them ain't making a difference. And it was a good point. It's not like they're holding thousands of dollars of mine for a couple weeks extra, collecting interest, you know, whatever. So go down, pay the bill, or, you know, bring it home, pay it, take it right back down to the mailbox. And I'm like, well, why do you do that? And he's like, because that bill in that mailbox, let's say you owe $35 to Comcast. Let's make it a different company because that would not happen. Let's say I owed $35 to the water company. If I don't pay the bill, but I know the bill's there, in my mind, it starts having the weight and the power of a $50 bill or $75. And I start, you know, I'm laying in bed thinking, I got to owe some, it's probably up to $100 now. When it's really still just $35. And what his point was is, unknowing to me, I'm creating more drama than is necessary. I'm walking around with extra drama. And that's that, you know, for a guy fresh out of rehab, trying to get sober, thinking, hey, I don't drink, I fixed the problem. No. This is the problem. And it's not always easy to see because it doesn't have anything to do with drinking. And that was in, so that was 14 years ago, I guess. 14 years ago. And today, in the last few days, I've realized that I've been procrastinating on a lot of little things. And I think it's, I've been using COVID as the excuse. Maybe I'm depressed. I could be depressed. I mean, more than likely, I'm suffering from some depression. And to me, depression is just what I'm not getting. And what I'm not getting is the convenient life that I once had. And to have that slowly taken away from me, for me, I don't know, it's exposed a lot of emotions. Part of me kind of likes the quarantine-y kind of thing. Part of me likes the drama. You know? I mean, I live in a town that's flooded with tourism every summer, and, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, at the middle of summer, I'm like, I wish these people would go home. You know, there's weird emotions that have come up through this COVID-19. And I don't know if it's just all of them and not really understanding the position or the energy they're taking from me, but it's left me a little depressed. And I think it's a lot of procrastination sprinkled up in there. It gets exhausting. And what I need to start doing is I need to start doing some of the things that Matt used to tell me. You know, pay the bill. The thing about it is now is that, you know, I'm married and my wife, she goes to the mailbox. I don't even go to the mailbox. I'm like, yes, she likes the mailbox. I'm like, do it. You can have it. Here's the key. I never want this key back. And my wife pays all the bills. I mean, you know, she gets my, you know, we contribute together, and then she, you know, she's a banker. So she handles all that. But it doesn't have to be the bills. You know, I've got to get this trailer. I have a trailer that I'm going to need to use when we start moving. You know, this trailer, honestly, I've been procrastinating on this trailer. I found the license plate. I need to get it registered. And I used to have it registered, and I got rid of my truck. And I was like, I don't really need this trailer. And it was kind of parked under the tree. And it's just kind of been bouncing around. Well, we'll use it every once in a while, little things, but I've known for 10 years that it needs to have a new tag put on it and needs to be registered. And I've been just blowing it off. 10 years. So I finally said, all right, I'm doing it. You know, this is it. This is the day. You know, this was yesterday. Or no. I don't know, the other day. I said, I'm going down. I guess it was Monday. I'm taking the kids with me. We're going to go down, and we're going to the DMV. We're going to get this trailer problem fixed. Because it does wear on me. You know, I don't even need the trailer, but I think, oh, I need to get down to the DMV. Another thing, when my mom lost her ability to drive, she couldn't drive anymore, so we gave her car to my stepdaughter Riley. And in Delaware, it's funny, and I don't know if every town's like this, but in Delaware, or at least in this, no, it's Delaware. We have, you know, a small state, so you get license plates, and you know, the lower the number on the plate, the higher recognition you get, right? So if you have a two-digit plate, oh, you know, that's a $100,000 plate. Three-digit, four-digit, five-digit. Most of us can, you know, if we live here and we're locals and you work hard enough, work hard enough at it, you could probably get a five-digit tag. And if you have a five digit, and I think it's below 55,000, something like that, you can order a black ceramic tag with white letters. It's a whole ego thing here. I mean, it's funny. It's cool, whatever. But my mom's car had a five-digit tag on it. And we gave the car to Riley with the tag on it because right in the middle of COVID, I mean, the DMV was closed, I think. But always knowing that we needed to get back together, we knew, Riley, we got to meet at the DMV so I can take that five-digit. I want to put that on another car. And I went, actually, my wife wants it on her car. And we haven't done it. We've been procrastinating. And it's like, I know I got to do it. It's just another thing, right? On my shoulders. So, you know, we end up going to the DMV on Monday. Nothing gets fixed. Nothing solved. And actually, I had a couple tasks I had to do at the DMV. I got to figure out the trailer. I got a new car. I had tint put on the windows. You know, I get a waiver from my doctor because I get these weird headaches from the sunlight. And, you know, I take this form. He fills it out, and he says, all right, and he signs it, and I take it to the DMV, and they put it on my registration, and it's no thing. I go there the other day, and she's like, headaches? They're not going to do anything for headaches. I'm like, it's the same waiver I always get. She goes, it needs to say migraines. And I'm like, well, I don't really get migraines. I just get bad headaches. Like, I don't have to go curl up in bed with all the lights and sound off. I just get a headache. And she was just, like, really nasty. So that was another problem. She's like, well, you're going to have to go back to the doctor and have him write in migraines. And I was like, whatever. So I left. But that was a problem I wanted to solve. The trailer, I went and talked to her about the trailer. She's like, you need a registration. Do you have the title? I'm like, I don't have anything. I have the trailer and a license plate. And she's like, basically, you need to go do more research. Probably I've been procrastinating that, too. So that didn't even get solved. So now, not only did I not solve the two procrastinating problems that I had, now I was annoyed that I drove all the way to Georgetown and nothing happened. So procrastination has come around and kicked me in the ass, basically. Is anybody else having this problem? I mean, does anybody understand what I'm talking about? Do you get this? Does this happen to you? Or is this something that's been happening to you and you haven't really recognized it? So you're like, I don't feel that good. I feel depressed. But you don't quite understand. It can be little things like that for me. You know, if I'm procrastinating and I have a lot of shit on the back burner that I'm avoiding, I'm not feeling great. Or maybe I just feel normal, but when I do complete those tasks, I feel terrific. Why? Why do I care? Maybe if this stuff starts to build up and drive me crazy enough, maybe I might have a drink over it. I'm not sure. But I know when I get too many things on the back burner that I'm not taking care of, I start to feel like I'm not very good. I start to feel like I'm not, like I'm a fraud, right? Because the thing about procrastinating for me is nobody sees it. Nobody sees my struggles with this stuff. Cleaning the house, that's another one. Taking care of my car. Oh, I'm going to pick that stuff up. Oh, I'm going to pick that stuff up. You know, we had a big storm the other day, and I had this box of stuff that I took out of my old car and put on this table that I'm going to move eventually, right? Everything's fucking procrastinating. But it had a lid on it. Well, we had a big storm. The lid is in the middle of the backyard, and it got wet, and it's just laying there. It has been there for a week. And I walk by it, and I look at it, but I don't go pick it up. I'm like, I'll get that later. So I guess what's happened is I've become kind of lazy. I've become kind of depressed, sort of. I'm procrastinating on a lot of shit. And on the outside, the world and my life seems just fine. But on the inside, I'm full of, like, chaos and, you know, struggle. and failure. You know, I walked by that lid on the way to my car this morning and came to work. It's still in the yard. Something sneaky sometimes shows up. And you got to watch out. Justified resentments. Does this happen? In the act of procrastinating, I start looking at other people wondering why they aren't doing it. How crazy is that? Like, I'm walking by this morning, I'm like, how come I'm the only one that thinks about that lid? Granted, I said thanks. But, you know, we procrastinate on cleaning the kitchen. We procrastinate on cleaning the house. I mean, we have three kids. If you have any kids, you know what it's like. You pick up, and they just come back and fill the empty spaces with more junk. But you procrastinate. I procrastinate. You know, my kids have this area, and, you know, it's kind of their area, and it's kind of a freaking mess. And I see it, and I'm like, oh, I need to do something. I need to clean that up. Or they need to. And then I'm like, how come? Then I end up yelling at them. What the fuck? I mean, for 1 week I've been walking by that lid, and all the feelings and thoughts and resentments, it's like a little miniature garden of trouble. Where if I'd have just walked another 7 feet to the right, 4 feet straight ahead, picked up the lid, made a beeline to the recycling bin and jumped in my car, all that would not be an issue. Yeah. But that lid out there could start creating, like, you know, me yelling at one of my kids. How come none of you freaking kids notice that lid? How come I'm the only one that sees this stuff? I'm great. You are all bums. When the reality is, I'm just as much of a bum. So, I'm going to try to be better. I made an announcement the other day. I will no longer be eating sugar. I'm doing okay. I am not. Now my son's like, you know, like I had peanut butter on an apple. He's looking at the peanut butter. There's sugar in this. I go, I know. Not perfect. But I don't obsess over peanut butter. Or I have, but I'm not obsessing over peanut butter right now. And I'm doing okay. I say I have 4 days. I need a sobriety date. What's today? Let me look at this calendar. I'm going to make it official. Let's look at the calendar. So I think Monday. So I think today is my. I had sweet creamer. I think today, you know, Monday was that day where you're kind of like, I'm getting sober, and you spend the whole day kind of hungover. Well, that's kind of how Monday was with the sugar. I definitely did not have sugar on Tuesday. I definitely did not have sugar yesterday. And I definitely, well, I don't know. I hope I don't have sugar today. So 3 days. So my sobriety date is 12/28/20. 12/28/20. All right, I was going to do, let me do a reading real quick. We're getting ready to do another podcast. All right, here we go. December 31st. Daily resolutions. The idea of 24-hour living applies primarily to the emotional life of the individual. Emotionally speaking, we must not live in yesterday nor in tomorrow. As Bill sees it, page 284. A new year. 12 months, 52 weeks, 365 days, 8,760 hours, and 525,600 minutes. A time to consider directions, goals, and actions. I must take some plans to live a normal life, but also I must live emotionally within 24 hours For if I do, I don't have to make New Year's resolutions. I can make every day a New Year's day. I can decide, today I will do this. Today I will do that. Each day I can measure my life by trying to do a little better. By deciding to follow God's will and by making an effort to put these principles in our AA program into action. Wow. Interesting. I think that's what I was, you know, just talking about. And what I get from that is basically I can start this shit over anytime. Starting now, I'm going to be better. Starting now, I'm going to try not to procrastinate. Starting Monday, I was trying to get off sugar. But the one thing I'm doing is I'm putting it out there. If you're struggling with sugar, if you're struggling with procrastination, send me a shout. Let me know how you're doing. Help me. Share your story. Give me some tricks, some tips. I don't know. I'm grateful today. My wife just reminded me she has 2 years today. 2 years clean and sober. Very proud of her. And, you know, just another miracle. I hope everybody is having a great day. Happy New Year's. We'll see you in 2021. You know. We got this. Peace. Just go.